Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, October 11th. Tesla's market share slipped in the United States, but the automaker still has two-thirds of the rapidly growing EV market. In 2020, Tesla held 79% of EV sales. Then in 2021, it was 70%. But for this year, according to registration data from Experian, Tesla now has about two-thirds of the U.S. EV market, at least up until August. In terms of model sales, the Tesla Model 3 and Y take top billing, and a distant third is the Ford Mustang Mach-E. After that, Tesla still has the Model S and the Model X, and then an even more distant sixth place would be the Hyundai Ioniq 5. Of course, while Tesla is losing market dominance in terms of percentage, they are still grabbing the lion's share of this ever-growing pie. At this stage of the year, Tesla clearly has the top spot in the bag, but several other automakers have been boasting goals, or in some cases fantasies, of overtaking Tesla in electric car sales. It looks like Tesla's flagship Model S and X are finally coming back to China, as the electric vehicle now appears on an updated list of vehicles receiving tax exemptions. When Tesla updated the S and X 2 years ago, the ramp-up back to production has taken more time than anticipated. No markets outside of North America received any new S or X vehicles since the refresh, but that's starting to change. We recently reported that Tesla started taking new Model S and X orders in Europe, with deliveries expected by the end of the year. Now we learn that China will be getting some from the government documents. The Ministry of Industry and Information Technology released their updated catalog of new energy vehicle models exempted from vehicle purchase tax. And guess what? Those two cars were on the list. Tesla has yet to update the configurator in China the way that they have done so in Europe. A Chevy Silverado electric vehicle prototype was spotted charging at an Electrify America station. There wasn't too much that we can glean from the spotting, other than GM is perhaps loosening restrictions on where the vehicle travels. The Silverado appeared to be missing trim pieces around the wheel wells, in which we saw other trim pieces missing from a spotted Hummer EV shortly before that vehicle was launched. Honda has announced a major investment in producing EVs and batteries in the USA. The company is the latest automaker to take that route in order to comply with the requirements linked to the new EV tax credit. The goal is to turn the state of Ohio into Honda's EV hub. Honda is investing $700 million into three separate Ohio plants to retool for electric vehicle production. But they've also announced that they are committing to a joint venture between Honda and LG Energy to build a new battery factory in Fayette County, Ohio. The new facility represents a commitment of a whopping $3.5 billion. While this is great news from an otherwise EV-lagging automaker, Honda has also announced that their plans are lackluster in terms of electric vehicle models. Honda plans on bringing out their first USA electric vehicle in the year 2024, and after that, one more vehicle later developed in-house by 2026. After that, in 2027, a third, more affordable vehicle made with General Motors will come out. But that puts Honda at three EV models some 4 to 5 years from now. At that point, I'm guessing that Tesla might have humanoid robots working at their factories. Renault has announced its own plan to build a network of charging stations. The company is called Mobilize, which is Renault's newly named electric mobility unit, and it is set to install charging stations at dealers located around major roads. Each charging station will use a stationary storage system in the size of a small container. Stations can charge up to 6 cars at any time, and about 30 minutes while delivering 600 kilowatts of power, even with the multiple EVs simultaneously. The new stations are also slated to have amenities such as Wi-Fi, snacks, and a lounge. The first stations will open up in southern France in a few months, followed by some 200 more by mid-2024 in Spain, Belgium, Italy, and then filling in more of France. If you're curious, Tesla so far has installed 10,000 individual superchargers in 30 European countries. General Motors has announced a new energy management service business called GM Energy. This new business will consist of Ultium Home, Ultium Commercial, and the previously announced Ultium Charge 360. Just to summarize, Ultium 360 is GM's charger network, Ultium Home will cover residential energy, and of course, Ultium Commercial for business use. GM's energy-connected products and services will eventually offer bidirectional charging, vehicle-to-home capabilities, vehicle-to-grid capabilities, stationary energy storage, solar products, software applications, and cloud management tools, with microgrid solutions, and even hydrogen fuel cells. With the GM announcement of solar applications, this comes with SunPower, a company who has signed an agreement with GM to help develop the home energy systems that will combine solar and stationary power into one cohesive unit. I'm not sure where they're going to install that. The GM team shared that they expect all of their new Ultium home and commercial products to enter production by the fourth quarter of 2023. Okay, it is opinion time. I'd like to highlight that it seems that Tesla's playbook is the one to follow. Aside from general battery and electric vehicle investment that's been happening, the news of Renault making a charging network and General Motors making a home and business energy effort, it really travels the path that Tesla has already tread. I suspect that legacy automakers would be more than happy to follow Tesla with selling direct to customers, having their own charger network, and someday having robots be their workforce. I anticipate Tesla will maintain their lead for some time, and other companies will be running those tracks, claiming innovation all along the way. I was once told that when you publicly announce your personal goals, some people will sneer with doubts. But after putting in the work and achieving the goal, it's those same people who said that it wasn't possible who will now say, "I was there, I knew you could do it." We're seeing that in a business sense right now. It's easy for us as long-term EV enthusiasts to climb up on a high horse and say, "I told you so," but any grown-up will know that that's not the most tactful way to make and keep friends. I've kind of been bouncing around with this one, but hopefully you follow along with me. In today's community comment found on YouTube, some of you expressed your bafflement at the CEO of Chrysler stating that they aim to take on Tesla. Like you, I was caught off guard by this one. Ford and General Motors have made similar claims, but they have also committed a huge investment into EV production. In GM's case, they announced $7 billion in one facility, their largest investment to date. But wouldn't you know it, Stellantis, the parent company of Chrysler, they have two. Back in their EV day of 2021, Stellantis announced totaling investments of electric vehicles of 30 billion euros. If it was only a money game, then Stellantis definitely has some weight to swing around. Of course, these plans don't mean that they've already spent the money. They're just announced plans, and they very well could change. But the big reason that I don't see Chrysler catching up to Tesla is simply branding. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Chrysler's claim to fame is really coming back from the brink of bankruptcy. Whether it's the Chrysler K car or the PT Cruiser or the Chrysler 300, these programs helped them narrowly escape death several times. But has Chrysler as a brand, just Chrysler, ever really captured the number one reputation for all that much? Tesla, I think we already know, is synonymous with electric vehicles, and yeah, they're going to stay that way for quite a while. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.